One of the world's most prestigious medical journals is doing the unimaginable. The Lancet is retracting a scientific article. It was about the effects of hydroxychloroquine in treating COVID-19, you know, the drug that President Trump has touted. The article found that the drug was harmful, but now three of its authors say they are not so sure. So what does all this mean? James Heathers is a research scientist at Northeastern University in Boston. Let's start with the science, James. What does this retraction mean? Is hydroxychloroquine harmful or not?
Well, I hate to be too scientific about the answer, but all of this has done is taken an open question and make it slightly more open. I wish I had something definitive to tell you.
So I know the study was hugely impactful. Can you describe some of the decisions made by policymakers and scientists after it came out?
Well, the media interest initially was tremendous, which is what always happens when a study that is the ostensive size that this one was is published in an outlet that is as prestigious as The Lancet is. There were a variety of trials that were paused, I think, in four, maybe five other countries, because this was a retrospective study of data that already existed. And given the size, several European governments, at a minimum, thought that it was irresponsible to continue to test the drug if there was this amount of evidence that was already available. So it gummed up the works quite badly for a variety of clinical trials that were already in progress.
So how did this paper on the benefits of hydroxychloroquine get published in the first place? Wasn't it peer-reviewed?
It certainly was peer-reviewed, but peer review can be questionable at times, not due to any failure of the reviewers or the authors, but because of the tasks that peer review tries to do. In general, it's quite a poor defense against serious anomalies that are not with either the narrative or the paper of the methodology, but within the data itself. In general, when something's peer reviewed, the data isn't reanalyzed. The people who do the peer review don't see the data. They don't retest any of the calculations, and they don't see a lot of the context that's behind where the paper came to being from in the first place. So it's not a process that's really designed to protect against data that no one can explain where that data came from. Three out of the four authors said they no longer express confidence in the data, which sounds very polite, but in scientific terms essentially means I've completely lost faith in the source or the nature of this data to begin with. It's a horrible criticism to have to make of something that you've published yourself.
So how significant is it that in this particular case where we're looking at the effectiveness of a product, hydroxychloroquine, in the midst of a pandemic and it's retracted?
Everything that is a high-profile result about how to treat or mitigate or organize public health initiatives or cure the pandemic that we're dealing with is significant. At a minimum, this represents a substantial amount of lost time that would have been filled with making progress on what will be a much better answer than we currently have. And time is everything right now. Science is working very fast in general, much, much faster than normal, to try to get a better understanding of what frontline care should be. Robbing us of time right now is a terrible thing to do.
Are you concerned that there might not actually be any further clarity?
One of the things I've been concerned with since the beginning is that the initial evidence that was offered for hydroxychloroquine were pieces of evidence that, if I was a peer reviewer, I never would have accepted for publication. They were uncontrolled observational studies. The data was incomplete, poorly reported in one case. It never would have seen the light of day if there wasn't this need.
James Heathers, a research scientist at Northeastern University in Boston. Thanks for helping us understand this retraction by The Lancet on the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine on COVID-19. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Anytime.